Blog Talk Radio.
You got to know right now that God is blessing you, that he loves you, that he is taking care of you, that there is nothing too hard for him. There is nothing that can separate his love from you. And the only thing he wants you to do is to trust and obey. Well, we bring you greetings on this cold Wednesday night. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you all. We praise God for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., again bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We thank the Lord. We are in the 12th month of 2019. We give God the honor and praise, and we are so appreciative that you have decided to join us this evening, either live or by the rebroadcast. We thank God for Omega Ministry Group and all those who participate and support the great ministry of OMG. And we thank God for those, specifically Dr. Jesse Storr and his queen, Tammy Storr, for their leadership. And we thank God for such a wonderful partnership. But most of all, we praise God for the many blessings that he is giving us. And despite what it appears, God is blessing and taking care of you. I know it might not seem like he is. I know it might not appear that he is, but you have to know that he is blessing you. Well, without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. So before we go into tonight's lesson, let us have a word of prayer. Father, here we are again. We come to your throne of grace and mercy, asking that you continue to bless us. We ask that you will now receive us, Lord God, that you will continue to forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings. Lord God, we know that we don't stand in our own strength, but we stand in your power, in your authority. We stand with your anointing. And Lord God, we stand because you've asked us and told us and commanded us to stand. And for that reason, and that reason alone, we want to stand. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of study. We pray that something that will be shared tonight will be a blessing to you and rather to your people. We thank God for even this time of the season, this time of the year, this Advent season. And though the year is coming to a close quickly, we still yet trust and believe in you and know that you are working it out for our greater good. Again, Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, good evening again, my brothers and sisters. I want to share with you and tell you that this is about participation. We ask and solicit that you will continue to join us in this discussion as we bring forth your word, and just some observations. For those who are listening live, you know you always have the option of pressing 1 of pressing 1, and then I will be able to to unmute your mic. And for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, if you have a question or comment, you can press, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, that's J-A-Y, V's in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. We thank God for, again, you. And tonight we want to deal with something that even going into this Advent season, about being free from condemnation, being free from condemnation. Tonight's scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. We're going to read the NIV translation first, and then we will read the other translation. Again, 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 19. It says, This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Verse 21, dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his command and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his command live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. So again, we thank God for his word. Again, 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. I want to read a story. As a couple drove their trailer through dry Northern California, they felt a tire blow and heard the scrape of metal against pavement. The sparks ignited the 2018 car fire, a wildfire that burned nearly 230,000 acres, destroyed more than 1,000 homes, and it resulted in the death of several people. When survivors heard how the couple were overcome with grief, they formed a Facebook page to show grace and extend kindness for the shame and despair eloping them. One woman wrote, "As someone that lost their home to this fire, I need you to know how my family does not blame you, nor do any of the other families that lost homes do. Accidents happen. I really hope these kind messages ease your burden. We will all get through this together." Condemnation, our fear that we've done something unredeemable, can cannibalize the human soul. Thankfully, the scriptures reveal that if our heart condemn us, we know that God is greater than our heart. Whatever our hidden shame is, whatever our hidden shame, God is greater than all of it. Jesus calls us to the healing act of repentance if needed, or simply unmask the shame consuming us. When encountering divine redemption, we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whatever our regrets over things we wish we could undo, God draws us near. Jesus smiles at us and says, your heart is free. So here's a story of, again, a couple who were driving, and by accident, they started their vehicle started a forest fire that took out 230,000 acres of trees, destroyed more than 1,000 homes, and several people lost their lives. So you can only imagine, try to imagine how you will feel if knowing something that you drove, or that somehow you were the spark or the cause of such a great traumatic and even death causing experience. I can only imagine that there are people that have accidentally murdered someone or or accidentally caused the death for someone or maybe not even something that severe. Maybe in your life there was something that just went wrong. You didn't cause it. You didn't meaningfully or systematically cause it, but it just happened. It just happened. And what John is writing and telling us is that despite what our hearts will tell us, there is redemption, there is grace, and there is mercy for each and every one of us. There's been so many times in our lives, and we will even tell you because of situations and circumstances, that I was frustrated and I didn't think that God loved me no more, and I thought he was definitely going to kill me because of my disobedience. But when we read this scripture, we read and have a better understanding, knowing that God loves us and there is nothing that can separate us from his love. And a lot of times, well, let's go into the scriptures. Verse 19 says, "This is how this then." Or let me read the new let's read the King James. It says, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things." The New Century Version says, This is the way we know that we belong to the way of truth. When our hearts makes us feel guilty, we can still have peace before God. God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Have you ever been in a situation where someone that was in authority caught you doing something that you had no meaning of doing? Maybe you was driving too fast and the police officer pulled you over. Maybe when you were younger, you went into, your mother told you don't eat any sweets but before dinner, but yet you went on and ate. Maybe something happened in your life where it was so traumatic that you really don't want to even think about it anymore. Well, that's a good question, and it's based upon the premise that though I might not cross every T or dot every I, my heart will try to make me feel guilty. My heart will try to put into, or Satan will try to share or tell me that our heart, that we're not worthy. See, so many times there's a saying that came out not too long ago. It said keeping it real. And so many times it's not even about keeping it real, because the reality is we ought to be punished. But the better reality is that God's love for us is greater than what we can see even in or what we can even feel. There are a lot of times when things happen and we feel guilty because of what we did. What God is saying to you, John is telling you that God is saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what your heart says. Listen to my instructions. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Because what I'm saying to you is more important. Again, it says that this is the way we know that we belong to the truth. And we understand that there is no greater truth than God is love. That's it. That's the ultimate truth. It's just nothing else to think about. The fact that he loves us. But then we need to go, or we need to realize that though our hearts will condemn us, God's love will save us and fulfill us, and God's love will satisfy and bring about peace. See, so many times, not even in our own hearts, but there are times that people will try to persecute us. And we can walk away feeling sad and lonely and what have you. Or what we can do is say, God, I made this mistake. What can you do to help me? What can you do to assist me? What can you do to make me better? And it says in 20 verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we condemned towards, or excuse me, then we have confidence towards God. See, our confidence shouldn't be in our education. It shouldn't be in what our last name is or what job we work for, who we work for. Our confidence is based upon our relationship to God through his son, Jesus Christ. See, so many people would just try to say, oh, it's all about God. So we have to look and say, what is it that God wants us to do? What else is it that God is trying to glean or convey from our hearts or from our lives? And just to think that even had we done that, then by the time you get back to a place where God puts you back on the path, you can then look back and say, why was I tripping? What was I thinking about? See, so many of us, We condemn ourselves, and we try to say that God is trying to get us into a posture and a position to be dependent upon him. See, so many of us, like I said, we just go ahead and listen to, we go on and live life, rather, and listen to our hearts. When God is saying to us, it's not a heart issue. So I say to you, are you going to continue to allow your heart to lead your life? So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, you need to get to the place where you can hear from God and know that he is speaking to you. So, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to And then we're going to play the song, and then we're going to come back. Listen to this.
That's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idol. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for hearts that are desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me with your heart.
That's right, my brothers and sisters. God wants it all. Even your insecurity, God wants your all. He wants all of you. Again, we're talking about being free from condemnation. And our first half, we talked about the fact that a lot of times our own conscience, our own hearts will be the worst condemner, or will be the thing that will condemn us the most. But our mind, and that's how we have to look at it. Most of the time, our feelings will condemn us. But our mind, what is truth, will come and say, I am free from condemnation. I am not found guilty because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. See, Jesus died on the cross for my sin. And he took all those sins, the ones that I have committed, the ones that I am committing, and the ones that are to come. And so many times we have done things and said things to people, we wish we could have taken it back. Or sometimes we are so consumed that we can't see God's love. We can't see God's love for us. And again, there's been times, even in my own life, that because of something that I've done or I said to someone, my heart said, oh, you know, you ain't no Christian. You ain't no believer. You ain't no child of God. Look at what you did. Look at what you said. And oh, you did it again. But what I have to say and what I did say was that I am free from this guilt. Jesus already paid the price. See, it's just very similar to like you get a bill or you know of a bill and someone pays it for you, but then you still worrying about the bill. It makes no sense. If someone has already paid the bill, why would you be worried about it? Why would you be concerned about it? It's already taken care of. Well, that's the same thing with our salvation. And that's the same thing with our lives. We get so caught up and consumed with sin that we miss God's love. Because we focus in on the sin. Let me say that again. We are so focused on the sin of our lives, the sins that we've committed, that we can't even see God's love for us. Because we are focusing more on the sin than on the love of God. And John writes that there is no condemnation for those that believe. So you got to believe. You got to believe that God loves you. And when you start walking in that authority and that power of knowing that God loves you and that he's done everything for you, then you start feeling and start having a attitude, not that you're better than anybody, but then you have an attitude that you belong to the kingdom of God. You start having an attitude that there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing that can separate you from his love. Again, that's all we want to talk about, and that's all I want you to go with, to know that God's love is greater than any issue or any sin that you have or you will commit. There is nothing that can separate you from his love. Restoration is always there for you. I know of a situation and of a friend of mine who having issues in his marriage, and I've known other people, and I've even said it myself, because of their pride, because of their feelings, because of the hurt, the anger that they have, they decided not to be friends, or they decided to end a relationship. And I hear God saying to us, why would you end a relationship because of something negative happening? I don't end my relationship with you because of what you've done. So why would you end your relationship with someone because they did you wrong? Now, I'm not saying that you have to be friends with them, but you don't have to have animosity towards them. You don't have to have anger towards them. Because when God looks at you, he doesn't see you, or he doesn't have anger towards you. But when he sees you, or when he's looking at you, he sees his son first. because his son paid the price. So we have to abide in Christ. And then when we abide in Christ, Christ will abide in us. It says, verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we kept his commandments, and to those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth this commandment dwell in me, he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in me, in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. Let me read the NIV. It's a lot of less these and thous. My dear friends, if your hearts do not make us feel guilty, we can come without fear into God's presence. And God gives us what we ask for because we obey God's commandment and do what pleases him. This is what God commands, that we believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love each other just as he commanded. The people who obey God's commands live in God, and God lives in them. We know that God lives in us because of the Spirit God gave us. So God gave us a Spirit, and that Spirit, that Holy Spirit, that whispers into your ear what you should do and what you shouldn't do. That Spirit will command you and tell you, okay, it's all right. Get up, wipe yourself off, and let's move on. Let's keep on down this journey. So many of us end up losing our lives, literally killing ourselves because of the guilt that we felt. And God is saying, why would you kill yourself? I still love you. I still abide in you, but you got to abide in me. So tonight, if there's any condemnation that you feel, if there's anything that you feel that is separating you from the love of God, then cast it out. Know that you are a child of God. And because you are a child of God, he loves you. And because he loves you, he wants you to turn everything over to him. We heard in the song, God wants it all. My question to you, are you willing to give everything to him? Your hurt, your sorrow, your good times, your bad times. Your guilt, your pain, your success. Because when you are doing all right, you are abiding in him. and he is abiding in you. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of discussion. We thank you, Lord God, for your unchanging, unwavering love towards us. And Lord God, let us not get caught up in the way we feel. As your word said, you are more better than our hearts are. That though our hearts condemn us, you still love us and bring us peace and contentment. Oh God, we pray for peace among the brothers and sisters, that we will love each other and treat each other with kindness and with respect, not based upon a skin color, but based upon the fact that we are all your children. So again, Lord God, I say thank you. I pray that something that was said will be a blessing to your people. I ask all of this in the name of your Son, who is my Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. I say amen. So again, my brothers and sisters, if you want to contact me, please, you can do so at jvann91@yahoo.com. That's jayvann91@yahoo.com. If the Lord has led you to do a blog, or you want to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio family, please send me an email and I will make those connections for you. You know, it's wintertime, so please, my brothers and my sisters, please make sure that you don't leave stuff in plain sight. And that, you know, you realize that if it had not been for God who was on our side. So again, Lord God, we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, my brothers and sisters, I will see you next week. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr.
Give myself away.
Will you give it all to him?
Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
myself, I give myself to you.
Give myself away.